By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to meet President Donald Trump's demand of $2,000 relief checks for most Americans on Monday. The stimulus relief checks, which currently stand at $600, are part of the more than $2 trillion government funding package President Trump signed into law Sunday. Americans earning up to $75,000 will qualify for the direct $600 payments. The measure now goes to the Senate, which could consider it as early as Tuesday. The president last week threatened to block the massive pandemic aid and spending package if Congress did not boost stimulus payments and cut other spending. President-elect Joe Biden said Monday that many of America's security agencies had hollowed out under President Trump, and the lack of information being provided to his transition team by the outgoing administration was an irresponsibility. Biden said his team has faced roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget. Trump, a Republican, has refused to concede defeat in the November 3rd election, and his administration delayed authorizing Biden to clearance to much of the information until November 23rd. Biden takes office on January the 20th. U.S. authorities said passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure. That new order became effective Monday. U.S. officials said nearly 1.3 million people went through U.S. airports on Sunday following the Christmas holiday. Sunday was the highest level of air travel in more than 9 months. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he is reimposing a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to control a resurgence of the coronavirus, including a new variant of the virus. During a televised address Monday night, Ramaphosa also announced residents will remain under a nighttime curfew, that is, meaning residents must stay inside their homes from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., but medical and security workers are excluded from the curfew. Following an emergency meeting with his cabinet and the National Coronavirus Command Council, Ramaphosa also said anyone caught not wearing a mask in a public place face a fine and possible jail sentence. So far, South Africa has recorded more than 1,004,000 coronavirus cases and 26,735 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. The Philippines will ban travelers from 19 countries and territories until mid-January as a measure to keep out the new variant of the coronavirus. The Transport Ministry said Tuesday the regulation will be in effect from the 29th through January 15th, covering Filipinos and foreigners arriving from the flag countries. The Philippine government previously imposed and later extended a flight ban from Britain until mid-January. A new study of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine concluded Britain must vaccinate 2 million people a week to avoid a third wave of the coronavirus outbreak. Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his scientific advisors have said a variant of the coronavirus, which could be up to 70% more transmissible, was spreading rapidly in Britain, although it is not thought to be more deadly or to cause more serious illness. Rights groups say each year Pakistan has as many as 1,000 girls forcibly converted to Islam, often after being abducted or tricked. Most of them married off, frequently to older men. Activists say the practice has accelerated during the lockdowns against the coronavirus when girls are out of school and are more visible. Amnesty International calls for forced conversion among the most horrific of the many crimes committed against religious minorities in Pakistan. And France is mourning the deaths of three soldiers killed in a roadside bombing in Mali. The French government said the soldiers' armored vehicle struck an explosive device during their mission fighting an Islamist extremist insurgency in Africa's Sahel region. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.